day, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mary Neal. I am a Cochrane firm fraud victim. And since I was defrauded by that law firm that uses the name of Jenny Cochrane, a famous and noteworthy freedom fighter, since I was defrauded by that law firm, I have found plenty of other cases where people are being defrauded right now today and where people have been defrauded by the Jenny Cochrane firm using the name of one of the most notable black attorneys in the world to defraud his people under his name. You know, Jenny Cochrane announced, I believe it was in 2002 or 2003, he announced that he was going to file reparations lawsuit against the United States of America and big corporations that used leased slaves. After that, at least I believe it was after that announcement, that some Southern Caucasians came to Jenny Cochrane and said, "You have a big name, and we have big money. Let's get together and take the Cochrane firm nationwide." Jenny Cochrane, I assume, felt like he needed big money to pay for the dream team to sue the United States of America and big major corporations like AT&T, like the railroad companies, and other people, other big corporations that used leased slaves. For whatever reason, he sold part interest in his firm to these Southern white people. He quickly died. Now, Jenny Cochrane died, we're told, of an inoperable brain tumor that may have been connected with his cell phone usage. I want to just read some names of some other people who died that way of tumors. Coretta Scott King, Edward Kennedy, and Martina Davis Carella, who was the sister of the executed death row inmate Troy Davis. I want you to know that Lynn Stewart, a famous civil rights lawyer, until they disbarred her and sent her to jail, she's out now on compassionate release because she also has cancer. So I want you to know that I don't know whether these people are getting naturally induced cancers just because, or whether they're being infected. I do know it's possible to give people cancer, because whatever you can do to rats, you can usually do to human beings. They give rats cancer in order to study tumors and study what medicines are good for treating tumors. Now, our guest tonight claims being another victim of the Jenny Cochrane firm fraud. And we want to welcome you to Human Rights Demand channel. We want to let you know that your comments and questions at the end of this show will be appreciated. Mr. Vance is here in search of an attorney who has dignity, an attorney who is credible. He wants to sue the Jenny Cochrane firm for defrauding him. He alleges that the Cochrane firm defrauded him and worked behind his back for his defendant, a physician. This cancer survivor hired the deviant Cochran firm attorneys to file a lawsuit against his doctor, who misdiagnosed his condition, causing his cancer to reach stage 3 by the time another doctor checked him 2 years later. Mr. Benz seeks an attorney to file his malpractice lawsuit against his corrupt attorneys, who he feels deliberately threw the fight for justice against his negligent former doctor. This show was originally scheduled for April 6th, but through miscommunication, Mr. Benz didn't join us on April 6th. I do have a show recorded at April 6th on National Network in Action, that's NNIA1 at Blog Talk Radio, that it accompanies this show. It lists all the people and tells you about all the people that I know of who are suing the Cochran firm or who have sued the Cochran firm or who have strong allegations against them. Generally, people sue for racism, malpractice, and fraud. I found that those three charges go throughout these cases. Most all of the people who I know of who sued them named malpractice, fraud, and racism. If you've ever been defrauded by your attorney, especially the Cochran firm frauds, please join the conversation tonight. We know that there are some genuine attorneys out there who hate what unethical frauds are doing to disgrace their profession. And I ask ethical attorneys to please listen and prepare to help Mr. Benz to file a malpractice case against this law firm that seems to defraud people of color as a way of life. Many cases are listed in an article in Free, FREE, Speak, SPEAK, blog, Free Speak blog. Many cases are listed there in an article called Beware of Treacherous Lawyers, Cochran Firm. Beware of Treacherous Lawyers, the Cochran Firm. Look at the list of names of people and the cases that the media is keeping you from knowing about because the Cochran firm, if they are doing these frauds for someone, it is for the system. If they are being paid to throw the fight in African Americans' cases, then we can only assume that somebody is paying them. The system usually keeps the lawsuits against the Jenny Cochran firm on the down low. Usually, their lawsuits are not found except for in legal journals. Why is that? Have you ever heard of any black celebrity? Have you ever heard of any company headed by a black person? Or doing work that helps black people? Being protected by the news media when they're sued? Do you remember when Johnny, what's his name, Bishop Eddie Long, do you remember when he was sued by young men alleging sexual misconduct? They don't have to wait until the case is settled to tell you the news that someone sued. If it's a big celebrity law firm like the Cochran firm, you should know about these lawsuits because they were filed. But you don't because they deliberately omit putting it in your news broadcast. So without any further ado, I would like for you to hear from Mr. Benz what happened to him. Hello, Mr. Benz. Welcome to Human Rights Demand. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fairly well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I am so glad we connected again, Mr. Benz, because I really wanted to hear your story, and I wanted my radio audience to hear your story regarding, first of all, what happened with you and the doctor, and then secondly, exactly what the Cochrane firm did to throw your fight. That is what they do. In some cases, they throw the fight. In my family's case, and you can look it up, it's called Hattie Neal and Mary Neal versus the Cochrane firm. We are in Georgia Superior Court. We had a case. And then we also had a case in U.S. Federal Court, Northern District of Georgia. That's USDC, Northern District of Georgia. In our case, they let the time limit go back. We only had 6 weeks remaining on the statute of limitations for wrongful death in Tennessee when they admitted their serious conflict of interest. And they had been defrauding us all that time since my brother died, telling us that they were doing work on the case, that they did not have any proof that it was done. They weren't able to present any proof to the Tennessee bar. They were not able to present any proof to my family that they had done anything but defrauded us. They had no file. Almost the file was empty. So some people, they don't file suit at all. Other people like you, they filed the suit, but they seem to have thrown the fight. There's a class of black people out in California, Mr. Vance, that they accepted their case, which they were suing their employer for race discrimination. And they must have had a good case because the Cochrane firm tricked those people, got them to come into their office and sign a confidentiality agreement for mediation. They said, you will, you know, we can settle this and you will get paid quicker in mediation, so come sign this confidentiality agreement. When the black people left that office, these shysters, many of them are black too. That is why I tell people all the time, you won't catch me being a racist, because I know that the Bible says your worst enemies will be those of your own household. I know that. I've experienced it, and I'm experiencing it right now. But in any case, these people, no sooner they turned their back and left the office, felt like they were about to be compensated for the wrongs that had been done to them regarding race discrimination on their job, the Cochrane firm took their signature page from the confidentiality agreement that they signed, and they put it on the back of a settlement agreement and settled these people's case for little or nothing without them even knowing about it or agreeing to it or even knowing that there was a settlement offer. They just tricked them. They fraudulently took a paper they did sign and put it on an agreement that they had never seen and knew nothing about. And let me tell you how the courts do you. California courts wouldn't even hear their case when they sued the Cochrane firm for that fraud. They refused to hear them. They said, oh, you signed a confidentiality agreement, so we can't hear anything about how they did you, which is crazy. Because the confidentiality agreement was only the method of their fraud. But now we want to hear from you, Mr. Vance. The people can read about all these previous frauds that I know about in the article called Treacherous Lawyers, the Cochrane Firm. So go ahead and tell us about you, and first of all, what happened to you regarding that doctor, and then what happened to you when you were ready to sue the doctor and you messed up and picked the Cochrane firm. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. In 2007, had some rectal bleeding, and I went to the emergency room and saw an emergency physician, and he did a rectal exam where I was bleeding, and he felt a mass in my rectum and found bleeding and said I needed to go see a GI doctor, a gastroenterologist, as soon as possible. So 4 days later, I made an appointment. I got the appointment 4 days later and office visit. and he saw the blood and did a stool sample along with seeing the blood, and it was positive. And 4 days after that, he scheduled me for a colonoscopy. This doctor was Atlanta Gastroenterology and Midtown Endoscopy, LLC in Atlanta, Georgia. The doctor's name was Dr. Alan Sunshine. He was late for my colonoscopy, and he double booked me, which is policy and procedures. After the trial, I found out, because I got the policy and procedures, and found that he shouldn't have never double booked, and also he was late, which my lawyers, the Cochran firm, did not even go and didn't request his office policy procedures or any handbooks or any policies of the office. So anyway, the doctor gave me a clean bill of health and told me to come back and see him in 10 years. But just another note, his handwritten notes said 5 years, but he gave me a discharge instruction that says 10 years. So not even 2 years later, I'm bleeding again. But let me go back a little bit. After all of this transpired and we've seen the records, we found that he gave me a 7-minute colonoscopy procedure. And the law says, the standard of care says, that just withdrawing the colonoscopy scope, doing an inspection coming out of the colon, coming out of the rectum, is a minimum of 6 minutes with a clean pathology, with no pathology, with a normal rectum. The law says that he has to be in my rectum or anyone's rectum 6 minutes minimum, bringing the scope out. And his entire procedure was 7 minutes. But anyway, after that procedure, he said, come back and see him in 10 years. I was all clear. He didn't see anything. Done deal. So less than 2 years later, I'm bleeding again, and I go to the emergency room again. And at this time, I'm going to the Atlanta VA Medical Center, VA Veterans Hospital. And they see the blood, and they say that they outsourced me another colonoscopy. And the other doctor said, from his indication, it looks like it's cancer, so let's go back. Wait, he sends all of the results and the biopsies to the VA, and the VA calls me back, and they do another colonoscopy and do the staging, and they said I had Thursday's cancer, which involved some lymph nodes, and they did not know if it metastasized. So at that time, I'm doing aggressive radiation, chemo, 2 surgeries, 9 weeks in the hospital, and follow-up chemo, radiation, a permanent colostomy bag, permanent neuropathy in hands and feet, nerve damage in the rectal area, which affected my sexual life, permanent erectile dysfunction, and other things, urinary incontinence, and so forth. So now once I found out that I had cancer, I went back to that doctor's office to get my medical records, and I got 2 certified copies of my medical records, which I have all the information, I have all of the records with me now, and I got my records. So now when I retain the Cochran firm, instead of them getting my records from the medical records custodian, they get the records from the defense attorney, which were the same records that I received at when I got my records from discharge in 2007, and also the records that I received just before filing the lawsuit. But at deposition, the Dr. Sunshine, Alan Sunshine, he brought this other record that he fabricated that showed other photographs of me, saying that they were in the electronic version of the medical records. But he didn't know that I went back to there and got certified records, and that document and those photos were not there. And I have those certified records after he said that those were in the electronic version of the records. So I told the Cochran firm that that's not of me. Who are those pictures? And they just ignored me. Her name is Jane Lamberti.
Could I ask you something? Did
sure.
this doctor, from in your opinion, did this doctor go and get somebody else's records that didn't show cancer and claim they were yours?
I don't know, but they weren't of me. The photograph
okay.
was not of me.
So do you think that the records that he showed as being yours, were they some cancer-free records?
There was no cancer there, but there was cancer because the emergency room doctor that I saw 4 days before seeing this doctor, Dr. Alan Sunshine, felt the mass and the blood.
Right.
But also
well,
Dr. Sunshine.
I'm asking you this.
Yeah.
This doctor, you say, fabricated records and claimed they were yours, but you had certified copies of your records, and he didn't know that. And so
I believe he photoshopped them.
And so do you think that he substituted those records of yours with some records of a man who had healthy parts who didn't have cancer?
Or they were just photoshopped from the Internet. He just found a picture, inserted them, and because it was not of me.
I understand it wasn't you, but was it a cancer-free man?
There were a normal colon, yes. There were normal
okay,
pictures.
Okay, that's what
when
I'm
I
trying
had
to get
cancer.
At. So this
yes.
doctor substituted your records that would have clearly showed the cancer with a cancer-free man so that it would look like, well, if he got cancer, he must have gotten it after seeing me. But he didn't know
well,
that you had the real certified records, did he?
He did not.
You know, the problem I found with these people doing their frauds, and here's the problem, sir. They think that we are stupid. They think of us as being less educated than them, and to them, that makes us stupid.
The well, let me share with you also, after the trial, I went back and got 8 additional certified copies, and it still wasn't in there.
The copy that he showed wasn't in any of the certified copies of you.
Correct.
Is that right?
I went absolutely. If they didn't know, I went back.
What he showed
the
court was a clear fraud, wasn't it? So what I want to say to you is this.
Yeah.
What I want to say to you is this. It's my understanding that if anybody wins a lawsuit based on fraud, that case can be reopened. I want you to know that. So not only can you sue the Cochran firm, according to my understanding, and I'm not a lawyer, but not only can you sue the Cochran firm for their fraud, but if that doctor won his case by fraud, and you can prove that, then you can open up your case again against him. And so that's what I wanted to get straight with you,
well,
that if
I
he won that case by fraudulent records, then he's gotten a win. Because at any
I brought that before the judge. I brought that before the judge, Judge Fred Eady at Fulton County. I brought it before him, and he denied it.
He denied
it. He refused
what?
To hear it.
Well,
I told him that they had
Georgia or something else, honey. Let me let you talk.
Well, I brought it before
these
him.
These judges are, well, you have the right to declare that case that he won by fraud to be Boyd, B-O-I-D. We'll talk some more about that after the show. And if any lawyers are listening, we want you to know that Mr. Vance, his cancer was able to progress to stage 3. He was sick and didn't know why because the doctor had said he was cancer-free. Can you imagine someone doing that to you or someone you care about and then covering themselves when they're sued by substituting false pictures of the person? This is what happened to Mr. Vance, according to his records and information. So go right ahead, Mr. Vance.
Yes, I have all of the records. Now, when we during discovery, we asked for the Cochran firm asked for certified true records from Dr. Alan Sunshine's office. But instead of the Cochran firm getting the records from the medical records custodian for the doctor's office, they trusted the defense attorneys and got false evidence from them. Now, I told the Cochran firm that those records were fraudulent. I told the Cochran firm that I wanted to file a spoliation, a fabrication of evidence charge against him because that was the biggest part of the cover-up. He didn't produce those. I've got the date when he created those false documents, and he created those false documents after he got sued, after he submitted certified true records. When we asked for records, he brought additional documents claiming that they were my rectum. When I told, and as a matter of fact, the Cochran firm in Atlanta, they go by the Cochran firm, but they also go by Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Sistrunk, Smith, and Sams. That's what they go by on their card that they gave me. They say the Cochran firm, then also the individual partners' names here in Atlanta. But Jane Lombardi Sams, Editora Jones, and Sean Williams were my attorneys. Now, they brought Sean Williams in a week before my trial, and when I questioned them about those fraudulent records, Sean Williams told me and my wife at the time that he didn't know anything about that. But when, at the end of it, Jane Sams knew and Ed Jones knew. So, but then after the trial was over, and they, because after the doctor was saying that he lied on the stand, I was trying to give them information, they just blew me off, and they just didn't know the case. They came in unprepared. During depositions, my lead attorney and a partner of the Cochran firm, Jane Liberty Sams, answered the telephone when critical parts of a deposition during our expert testimony. She also, during testimony, called me by somebody else's name on several occasions. She wasn't prepared. She didn't know the case. She didn't even know the standard of care when it came about, when it had to do with regard to a colonoscopy. She just blew the case. She didn't have the standard of care. She didn't know the standard of care. She didn't get my photographs. She didn't get them screened to find out what standard of care pictures are there and what's supposed to be there. She didn't know the standard of care as when it related to taking the removing the colonoscopy scope from the rectum on the withdrawing. She did not know the standard of care. If she did know the standard of care, she would have knew that in 6 minutes with a normal colonoscopy, normal pathology, 6 minutes, that's the minimum. But the doctor owed a duty to find out where my bleeding was coming from, so he owed me a longer than 6 minute withdrawal time. And definitely, because his website says a colonoscopy should take on average 30 minutes. But he was late and he double booked me, which the Cochran firm never brought up the fabricated records. They never brought up he was late. They never brought up that he was double booked. That was, if they wanted to go after the strategy was he falsified records to try to clean up that he missed a photograph. He didn't take a photograph that he said he usually takes of a retroflexion. And so they dropped the ball, and then afterwards.
So the doctor performed an exploratory exam of your rectum that should have taken 30 minutes at least. Because you were bleeding and you had a mass. It
Correct.
Had already been diagnosed by a doctor
Correct.
In an emergency room situation.
Correct.
Now, let me ask you, did the emergency room doctor recommend this doctor to you?
He did not recommend him. And I found that doctor again, and I called him and I asked him, how long does it take for cancer to grow? So he couldn't remember me. And so he asked me who the doctor was to who gave me who saw me, and he called that doctor to give him a heads up that a lawsuit might be coming.
Oh, he did. Who, your emergency room doctor?
The emergency room doctor, yes.
So when you went back to him to find out how long a cancer takes to grow and what have you, because you realized by then it was 2 years later. And you, you were beginning to feel the blood again, and you were beginning to have the symptoms again, and you went back to that emergency room doctor who had first told you you had cancer, and you asked him, how long does it take cancer to grow? And you feel like when you told him that, and you also told him the doctor that you had seen about it, who said you didn't have cancer, you feel like he called that doctor and told him to prepare himself for a lawsuit, huh?
Well, we know he did, because when we got his records, there was a sticky note in there from him.
From who?
From the emergency room doctor, telling him to give him a call, gave him a cell phone number. I have all the information. I have all the records. He said, give him a call. You might have a lawsuit coming your way. But what we found out is, I believe that this emergency room doctor also recommended the attorney, the defense attorney, because they were old tennis partners. That all came out in deposition. Yes.
So that's how these people have these networks.
Well, it was a cover up.
They work with each other against, and I'm going to say it now because it's absolutely true. How many of these people, not your lawyers, how many of these doctors were Caucasians?
All of them.
Thank you. These people work against people of color, and one of the mandates of the FBI's COINTELPRO program was to keep wealth out of black hands. Another mandate of the FBI's COINTELPRO program was to prevent the rise of a black messiah. And Jenny Cochran had gotten to be something of a black messiah in the courtroom, because he was taking cases against police departments when they killed people, overuse of force incidents. He was taking cases left and right, and he was winning. He was getting to be a black messiah, and one of the mandates of the COINTELPRO program with the FBI was to prevent the rise of a black messiah. I want everybody to remember that, and I want Mr. Vance to go ahead and proceed with what happened during this kangaroo trial.
Well, we went
what
to trial
court
in,
were you in.
This was in Fulton County State Court in Fulton County, Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia.
So you were in Fulton County State Court.
Correct.
You were not in Superior Court.
No, I was in State Court.
Did the Cochran firm file your original lawsuit against the
original
doctor?
And only. Correct, they did.
I will be interested in reading your complaint, sir. I want to see what they wrote in the complaint. Because I know what they wrote in the complaint for Miss Katherine Johnson, who police killed, broke in her house and killed the 92-year-old black woman. I know what they wrote in the complaint there. They took the police side against their own client, an elderly black woman who was killed. So I would be interested in reading how they set this thing up from the beginning in your complaint. But I want you to know that this thing about defrauding black people is far from being limited to you. It's something that happens throughout the nation with the Cochran firm. And some years that law firm saves government agencies and wealthy corporations as much as billions of dollars. Some years they save those parties billions of dollars by losing black people's lawsuits that they should have been able to win easily if they had followed proper protocol, if they had done their jobs. Go ahead and tell us what they did.
Well, about a week before the trial, a lawyer came to me and told me that they want a hard number just in case they come and ask for a settlement. I told them no. I said, if they want to settle, let them bring us a number. You know, I am not giving you anything. So they kept trying to press me for a number. And so I told them, I sold them $5 million. They said, well, that's above their policy limits. I told them, well, so what? You know, about a week, well, about a couple of days beforehand, they kept pressing me. So I told them 1.5. And so they hurried up and got a letter out to them, and then they just didn't respond to the letter. But when we, my lawyers also lied to me and told me the emergency room doctor who we subpoenaed to court, who was subpoenaed to court, he didn't show up. And I asked my attorneys, why not? And he told me and my wife that, well, the judge couldn't force him to come to court since he was in DeKalb County and not Fulton County, which I thought that was strange. And so he never showed up. And so what happened is they read his part of his deposition into the record. But what's more important is that my attorneys allowed the defense to read it like he was one of their witnesses. Hello?
Brother, they really set you up good, didn't they? They got your records having to do with your colonoscopy. They got it, instead of getting it on a certified copy from the doctor's office, they got it from the defense attorneys, giving them a chance to change it any way they wanted to. And then number two, your emergency room doctor, who knew it was cancer, he told you it was cancer when he first saw you 2 years ago. They let him slide and not even come to court. Said the judge couldn't get him to come because he was in DeKalb County and this case was in Fulton County. I just really don't believe that. I really don't.
Well,
and if you ignore a subpoena, you're supposed to be fined. And also, a motion to compel should have been sent out. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just letting you know that I understand what they did to you, and they're wrong.
Well,
they've done it to so many black people.
Yeah, I have lawyers here that said that there was legal malpractice done, but they don't want to go against the Cochran firm.
Of course not.
I have
the Cochran firm, I believe the Cochran firm is COINTELPRO. I believe the Cochran firm is COINTELPRO. I believe just like they used to have an agency in the federal government, FBI, that worked against people of color from 1932 until 1972, called COINTELPRO program, that was set up to defeat African Americans' quest for justice, equal justice. I believe that they now have the Cochran firm. And who better to use than lawyers? People that people trust. And what name would be best to use over the Jenny Cochran firm? Jenny Cochran was a hero to his people. That's the name they wanted. That's the name they have. And this is only one example of what they do with it. Go ahead and tell us the rest of that courtroom drama, sir.
Well, it was just very upsetting. I kept trying to pass my attorney's notes, letting them know where to look, because when the doctor would lie on the stand, I knew the case back and forth, but they would not listen. I emailed them and told them things of what was going on. They did not cross-examine the doctor to impeach him over and over again. And the thing is that it just upset me because they did not know the case. They did not know the standard of care. So when the guy lied, they didn't know how to rebut him or how to go against what he just said, because they did not know the records. And they weren't listening to me, who read every transcript, every deposition. I read everything. I have it all. And so when they weren't prepared, it was really frustrating for me because I knew the answer that they asked him. They would ask him a question, but when he gave an answer, they couldn't refute it because they didn't know his deposition answer to impeach him. So it was very frustrating. But then my lawyer, James Lamberti Sams, she sent me a letter saying that she did not disregard my concerns, and then about the fraudulent picture, a document about my concerns about the witness, the witness, the emergency room physician not showing up, because he worked for the VA, and the VA sanctioned him for going into my records without having a relationship with me. So, it was just heartbreaking that the Cochran firm just blew. And matter of fact, before the trial, it took me a long time. They wouldn't call me back, in time. It took a week to call me back, and I had to call the managing partner to get them to call me back. I have it all on email. Then the managing partner called me, sent an email saying, well, you get what you pay for. We kind of know what we're doing, but they lose it.
What was the managing partner's name?
His name is Hezekiah Sistrunk.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the biggest crook you ever want to meet. Hezekiah.
I have that email. I have his email.
These people are crooked. Do you know that what they did to you is only a shadow of what they did to me? The Johnny Cochran firm in Atlanta denied it even exists. It denied it.
They're not even registered with the state.
You said what?
They're not even registered with the state of Georgia as a company.
Thank you. This company lied in my case and said that we are not the Cochran firm. We're a firm called Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and they didn't even say in Sistrunk back then. Yes, it did. Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and Sistrunk. And we're wholly owned and operated in the state of Georgia. I went and checked every record. They were not registered under that name in the state of Georgia. Not only that, they had never been registered under that name in the state of Georgia. Furthermore, they denied any affiliation whatsoever with the Cochran firm in Memphis, which is where my brother was secretly arrested and murdered on the 18th day of secret arrest. You can look that up, Wrongful Death of Larry Neal. The firm that they called themselves, Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and Sistrunk, that's the name they called themselves, saying they were wholly owned and operated and licensed in the state of Georgia. And
but
not
I have
the
a,
Cochran
I have a
firm.
Card.
Let me just say this,
card.
Please.
Oh, okay.
We got 2 hours, sir.
Okay.
When they told that lie, at that time, they also said, we have no relationship with the Cochran firm office in Memphis. None. That's the lie they told the court. Perjury. Do you know that at that time, Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and Sistrunk was registered with the Tennessee Secretary of State's office operating out of the same office in Memphis that they denied even having any relationship with whatsoever. They were registered as working, and they were licensed out of that office. And they claimed no relationship with the office right there on Union Avenue where my mother and I went to sign contracts for our legal services. So these people lie. And they commit fraud and perjury right in front of Georgia judges who helped them to get away with defrauding blacks. Because the bottom line is, they are all seem to be trying to keep wealth out of black hands. That is a COINTELPRO mandate. I just want to say this and then I'll give you back the mic. The most recent famous case that I know that I feel like a fraud happened was the death of a young man who had a toy gun in Walmart. And he was on the phone, and the nozzle of the gun was pointed down at the floor. Yes, I'm talking about the case of John Crawford III. The police rushed into Walmart, and you all saw the films. If you didn't see it, please go to YouTube and see it. John Crawford III was shot dead in Walmart in Ohio seconds after the police came in the store. They claimed they told him to drop that. If they did, they told him that as they were shooting him. The Cochran firm got that family's case. And the last I read about it, they made a demand of $75,000 for that young man's death. They made that demand, and that includes Walmart and the police who killed him. $75,000 was the amount of the demand, and they claim they asked for $75,000 for negligence of the police and of Walmart. I said, if you're going to demand $75,000 for a young man, a young father's wrongful death, and call it just negligence, what would you settle for, a $50 Walmart gift card? This is the kind of mess they do to us, because even our own so-called black media companies will not warn my black people that there's a fraud in our midst. But the Holy Bible warned them. The Bible said your worst enemy will be of your own household. They get black-looking people like Hezekiah Sistrunk. They get black-looking people. Is Miss Sam's black?
No, she's not.
Okay.
They get black-looking people.
Do you know that while Johnny Cochran was desperately ill, according to an NPR interview by the former Cochran firm attorney named Sean Chapman Holly, according to her, before he even died, he was desperately ill, they started forcing out and firing all of Johnny Cochran's real attorneys in the California office, according to the interview that Sean Chapman Holly gave NPR. Can you imagine why they had to get rid of their civil rights attorneys that worked with Johnny Cochran, including her? She was forced out. She sued them for race discrimination, sex discrimination, fraud, and she said that they were forcing them out because they wouldn't agree to do malpractice against their black clients. That's what she said. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that interview yet, but look at Sean Chapman Holly at NPR, and the interview is called Controversy at the Cochran Law Firm. So go right ahead, Mr. Bass. We want to hear from you.
Well, I just feel very badly that it devastated my family. And I live 3 years, over 3 years with this, just to have my day in court. And the Cochran firm boggled my case by allowing, not even preparing for my case, and also allowing the doctor to introduce fraudulent evidence into the case. But, you know, more importantly, they also allowed a prejudiced juror to be on the stand. One of the doctor's patients from another, and actually this particular doctor, he's an owner shareholder, so any patient in any of the offices was a clear bias in my opinion. Because if they got fair treatment, it'd be hard for him to think that he's a bad doctor or the company is a bad company because they got good treatment.
Are you saying they admitted a juror who was a patient of the same organization where the doctor was a shareholder? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, so this patient was not actually a patient of that particular doctor, but this patient was a patient of the practice where that doctor was a shareholder and where he practiced. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, he's a part owner.
So
he's a part owner.
At what point did you discover that the jury was even tainted?
We found that out during the voir dire process. I didn't know about it until my wife.
But they knew about it?
Oh, yeah, they knew about it. Absolutely.
You see, honey, what happened to you is that doctor was falsifying information and they let him get away with it. In my case, they falsified information left and right. They themselves, them and their attorneys. And I'll have the names of their attorneys for you very shortly. But they did the falsifying. It's similar in stare, S-E-M-L-A-R, and S-T-A-I-R. Though that's in the name. I'll get the whole name for you. They falsified records, falsified information. They told so many lies in our case that honestly, we laughed. We laughed.
Yeah.
Because we didn't even get to a courtroom trial. But we laughed at the pitiful lies that they were putting forth before the court because we knew how obvious their lies were. But do you know that when we were in Georgia Superior Court, Judge Wendy Shube actually dismissed our case, accepting their explanation that they're not the Cochran firm. I had witnesses who delivered mail to them addressed to the Cochran firm. I have the bicycle couriers in downtown Atlanta who wrote me sworn affidavits that we deliver mail to them addressed to the Cochran firm. I even sent a certified letter to that office after they told that lie in Superior Court that they're not the Cochran firm. I sent them a certified letter, and I didn't put it was from me. I sent it to them, and they signed for it, and it was addressed to the Cochran firm.
Mm-hmm.
They lied and said they were in no way connected to the Cochran firm. They were on radio every 5 minutes with Cochran firm commercials. They were on martyr trains with those Cochran firm commercials telling people to come right there to that office downtown Atlanta. They had billboards telling people to go to the Cochran firm downtown Atlanta. They were sponsoring games with their TV ads. But all the time, they're before Judge Wendy Shube saying they weren't the Cochran firm. And there I was. I had to get on the bus and the train every morning and watch those commercials. And back then, the commercials were they'd show Johnny Cochran. And then they'd show him fade away like he died, which he did. And then they'd show Hezekiah's sister with his grinning butt. And all of those attorneys sitting around the table. And they'd say, come to the Cochran firm. I had to look at that after they had denied in court that they were the Cochran firm. And I got so sick, Mr. Vance. I know how sick it made you because you already had cancer. One day after I got off that train, I had to go straight to the doctor. And the doctor sent me straight to the emergency room because my blood pressure was 240 over 110. And I gave notice at my job that I couldn't do the work I was doing anymore because I was a legal assistant, sir. I worked legal for 15 years, helping other people get justice in court. But there was no justice for me, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. I quit my job, and I was making good money as a legal assistant. But it was making my blood pressure go too high to help other people get justice when there was no justice for me. And as Troy Davis said about these Georgia courts, where's the justice for me? Black people get no justice fooling with the Cochran firm frauds. And I just want to warn my brothers and sisters. And they censor me. They stifle me because they are COINTELPRO. And they're paid to do what they do to us, sir. They are paid to do what they do to us. And when I try to warn people, I'm censored, I'm stifled, I'm followed in cars wherever I go. But I'm so glad that a few of you get through to me and tell me what they've done to you. And so I want you to tell us, were you dealing with your cancer while you were in court with this mess?
I was during my deposition. I was dealing with it. And, you know, I just want to say this. I'm a minister of the gospel. And
thank
I want
you.
All of my Christian brothers and sisters to know that they, at the Cochran Firm in Atlanta, Georgia, claim to be Christians and God-loving people. But by their actions, they are far from it. By their lies, they're far from it. I know the Lord. I do not lie. I do not steal. I do not cheat. And I never cheated on my wife. I do not lie. I do not falsify. I do not stretch the truth or fabricate. But the Cochran Firm did those things to me. And I am very, 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 I lived with this thing for a long time, since 2007. And even filed, got the attorneys, or retained their attorneys in May of, before May of 2009. And, you know, I get sick just thinking about how they talk about God, and their actions are so far from it. People of God don't lie. People of God do things decent and in order. They do things accordingly and definitely for the best interest of their clients. Cochran, Cherry, Sistrunk, Smith, Givens, and Sams did not. Jane Lamberti Sams of the Atlanta Cochran Firm did not. Ed Jones of the Cochran Firm did not. And it was really a travesty that they knew I wanted to go after that, falsifying my medical record, and that at the very end, they said they were going to dismiss it. They stopped it. And then Ed Jones came to me and told me they couldn't pursue it because of legal reasons. Another thing, this same doctor, Dr. Alan Sunshine of Atlanta Gastroenterology LLC and Midtown Endoscopy Center, he caused the death of a guy in 2001 or 2002 or even 2000, and they never brought it up during the trial. They did a colonoscopy with a diabetic. I've got those records too. Freedom of information. Of a diabetic that was under his care. The guy was having complications when he went home. The doctor told his wife to go get some Pepto-Bismol or something for him to take. When he came back, the guy was dead. They rushed him to the hospital trying to revive him, and he died under this same doctor's care. They didn't bring that up. I had to find it out myself. And I told them, and they said, well, we can't bring it up. But it spoke to the care and treatment that he gives his patients. My brothers and sisters out there, the Cochran Firm in Atlanta, Georgia is not for you. Johnny Cochran, bless his soul, is dead and gone. Johnny Cochran, the Cochran Firm, does not exist anymore. It's a bunch of guys. I don't know what they do, but my attorneys from the Cochran Firm did not prepare for my case, did not listen to my concerns, and disregarded my concerns at every turn. I have letters to prove it. I'm looking for an attorney to help me do a legal malpractice case against them, because they did not know that they breached the standard of care in my case. I have lawyers that said that they did, but they just would not take it because they said they like the lawyers, or they feel that they're too small to go against the Cochran Firm. They were asking $8.4 million for my case. If somebody on the federal level would like to take it, I would love help for this legal malpractice case, because they did an injustice. They fell below the standard of care. They took phone calls during critical deposition. They didn't even know my name on several occasions during the deposition. so, you know, and they did not know the standard of care when it pertained to colonoscopies, and they didn't even get the standard of care.
They allowed fraudulent records to be entered. They allowed fraudulent records to be entered.
Absolutely.
Because the
after I told them. After I
told them. They were fraudulent.
I told them I got medical records before the lawsuit was filed. I got lawsuits when they said that that was in the electronic version of records, and I got 9 additional certified copies after the trial was over, and that fraudulent information was not there at all.
That's what they are, sir. They are frauds. They are the Cochran firm frauds. Do you know that in Memphis, they were registered also under another name? Not only were they registered as being Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and Sistrunk, which they said that they had no relationship with the Cochran firm office in Memphis. That's the lie they let fly in Georgia Superior Court and also in federal court. Do you know that while they told that lie, they were also registered in Memphis under the name the Cochran firm, and beside it, it said assumed name. Who gives a license to people under assumed name? I'm telling you that those people are nothing but COINTELPRO, and they are doing their job keeping wealth out of black hands. Go ahead, sir, and tell us what happened. You were going through cancer at the time. You were trying to get lawyers. You were trying to go through your legal battle. You knew you would win because there was no way to lose. The man had missed the cancer. He hadn't spent the adequate time with you. He had double booked his appointment. He spent 6 minutes with a man who had been diagnosed with cancer, told you you were cancer free, and told you he'd see you again in how many years?
Well, his handwritten report said 5 years. My discharge report said 10.
10 years. So you left there feeling pretty good about yourself, didn't you?
I was absolutely wonderful. I was clean. I didn't know anything about cancer. I didn't have any family history of cancer. So when I was bleeding, I thought it might have just been hemorrhoids. But the doctor, the emergency room doctor, said it was a mass. He said it wasn't hemorrhoids. It was a mass. And so when I went to see the doctor, I was bleeding. He did a stool sample anyway, and it was positive for blood. Then 4 days after that, he did a colonoscopy. But again, he was late. I was double booked. When his policy, Mag Mutual Insurance, they say you never double book. They say you never fabricate records. It says if you have a late entry, you put it at the end. You date and sign and initial it for the reason you put it in. He fabricated my record and inserted a picture in my medical documents.
Well, sir, if he won that case by fraud, again, I say to you, when you win a case by doing a fraud on the court, like they did to you and like the Jenny Cochran firm did to me, it is absolutely void. It is void to win a case by fraud. And everything you're saying you can prove, and everything I'm saying I can prove, as a matter of fact, I invite people to look at the wrongful death of Larry Neal right now. That's the wrongful death of Larry Neal.com. I have a tab there that's called Documents. Look under those documents, and you will see a document, a pleading from the Jenny Cochran firm, calling themselves Cochran, Cherry, Gibbons, Smith, and Sistrunk. And you will see how many times they denied being associated with the national office of the Cochran firm. They denied any association with the national office of the Cochran firm. They denied any association at all with the Memphis office of the Cochran firm, where they sent us to sign the contract. I didn't even have long distance on my phone. All of this arranging us to sign contract in Memphis was their doing. They planned to defraud us from the beginning because the managing partner of that Memphis, Tennessee Cochran firm was Julian Bolton, and he himself was the county commissioner in the jail that murdered my brother was owned and operated by the Shelby County Commission. They set this thing up to defraud us from the beginning, and they couldn't show a single document where they ever started working on our case. So I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that when I tell you the Cochran firm is a fraud, and when I tell you what they did to that group of black people in California who went forward for racism on their jobs, went to the Cochran firm expecting to get the Jenny Cochran standard of care, and these people defrauded them and had them to sign a mediation agreement, and they took their signature page and put it on the back of a settlement agreement and sold their case for peanuts. This is nothing that just happened once or twice. They've done this to others, and I have a list for you at a document called Treacherous Attorneys, the Cochran Firm. Treacherous Lawyers, the Cochran Firm. I have a list of people, and you lawyers who work with them on certain cases, I want you to know that one of the people who sued them was a law firm out of D.C. that they also defrauded, a small law firm. They defrauded a black-owned law firm. I bet they were black-owned. I bet you they were black-owned because they only defraud, as far as I know, black people. So this is what they do. This is what they excel in, keeping money out of black hands, because, as again, I tell you, I think they're COINTELPRO. Go ahead, please, Mr. Vance.
Well, I'm just asking for an attorney if they would
give us your email address or whatever way that you would like for an attorney to contact you to work. Attorneys, I want you to know something. Lately, the courts have been coming clean. I want you to know that they're not winning every case now when they go before a court. They're not doing that now. When somebody sues them now, the courts are not necessarily ruling in their favor. And so that's a positive thing. They defrauded a family in Kentucky. This man was a truck driver. And his truck had a seat, you know, the seat that the big trucks, the truck drivers sit on, has a big spring seat. And the spring was broken and the seat could flip up. And so he reported that his truck seat was out of order. And his job never did fix that truck seat, even though he had put in a complaint about it. And the next thing he knew one day, he was thrown out of the windshield. He was killed in that truck. And do you know that the Cochran firm boggled his case against that trucking company? And do you know also that after the Cochran firm bungled his case, his little boys, when they got of age, they sued the Cochran firm. And the Cochran firm claimed, "We did not have a contract with you boys. You were not principals on the contract. So, therefore, you can't come suing us." And they took it to court, and the court ruled against the Cochran firm and let that family sue them. That was Kentucky Appellate Court.
Wonderful.
And also, there's another case they're in right now. The so-called manager of attorneys for the Cochran firm, and I asked Mr. Chris Tucker to come on. I don't know if he's here, but I asked him to come on and talk about his case. Because the managing person over the attorneys for the Cochran firm has gotten disbarred. He's disbarred. So these people, the courts are not ruling for them all the time anymore, like these Georgia courts. Other courts are letting the justice go forward. So go ahead, sir.
Well, I can be contacted at lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com. That's lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com.
lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com. Mr. Benz is a man who had cancer, And his cancer was allowed to go to stage 3 because of his doctor's negligence. And at some point, I'd wager, the doctor or the organization the doctor was with and the Cochran firm got together against their own client. Did you feel like they were working for you or working for the doctor? Tell us the truth.
Well, I feel that anyone that neglects to hear their client's concerns and does not address them, I don't think they were working for me the way they should have, and they definitely breached the standard of care with regard to handling my case and addressing and alleviating any of my concerns.
Who did they tell you they were? Did they tell you that they were the Cochran firm, or did they tell you they were Cochran, Chevron, Gibbons, Smith, and Sister at PC? And you can't, you know what PC stands for? It stands for a corporation.
Right.
If you're a corporation, you have to be registered someplace. They just,
right. They
at one time they said they were, I think, LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. They weren't any of those in Georgia when they lied and said they were totally owned and operated in the state of Georgia. They're allowed to practice law without being licensed in the state. They're not licensed as a doing business, as I checked. They're not licensed in the city of Atlanta, I checked. If they are, these are all recent. I'm telling you.
When I asked them, they said that they didn't have to be. When I called the state, they said they didn't have to be registered.
Sir, they said that they were totally owned and operated in the state of Georgia. You say you're totally owned and operated in the state of Georgia, you've got to be licensed by the state of Georgia. So if they said that they didn't have to be, then that's because the state of Georgia is in their pockets. We're going to take some calls from the public when you get ready, sir. Give your email address again.
It's lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com. lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com.
And this man has all of his records to prove everything he said, just like I have the records. Those judgments that the courts in Georgia gave were void because they got them by lying. Let's see what we have coming out of Memphis, 2500. How are you, 2500? 2500, you're on the air. Would you like to say something, ask a question, or make a comment? Moving right along, we have another caller out of Atlanta, 7079. 7079, do you have a question or comment? It makes you speechless, doesn't it? Our callers are speechless, Mr. Bass.
Yeah, I see. Well, I
this
get that
is
way.
The, you know what? When we went to federal court, the Cochran firm, now I'm talking about the main office now, because when we went to federal court, we filed suit against the headquarter office in Alabama. We filed suit against the Cochran firm in Memphis that did the fraud. Julian Bolton was the managing partner of the Cochran firm office in Memphis, and he was also over the Shelby County Commission, who was a defendant. He's on the Shelby County Commission, which was a defendant of the lawsuit because they were owners of the jail where my brother was murdered. This was just a setup from the beginning. And so what happened is, it's just mind-boggling. When we went to federal court, do you know that they denied having a Cochran firm office in Memphis, Tennessee? They said, we don't have a Cochran firm office in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the lie they told in federal court. In superior court, they claimed they didn't have an office in Atlanta. Now, everybody, please get your cell phones or your computers and put in the Cochrane firm, Atlanta. You'll see, it'll come up. Put in the Cochrane firm, Memphis. It'll come up. But they went to court and said they didn't have offices in either of the places that I sued. And this is the lie that went forward on court records. You know, it's not only the Cochrane firm. They can't pull these capers off by themselves. I want you to know they have help from corrupt courts. So let us know, what is your condition now, Mr. Vance? Were you able to rid yourself of the cancer, as far as you know?
I am cancer free, but right now I'm
100%
disabled and I can't work anymore.
It left you 100% disabled for that man to lie to you and tell you you didn't have a cancer, and you went 2 years before you got the treatment you needed. And meanwhile, your health eroded to the point that now you're 100% disabled.
Correct.
Is that related to the fact that you went that long without what you needed?
Yeah. Well, yes. And then the after effects and the chemo and the two surgeries, and I had complications for the colostomy bag and the resection because I had an ileostomy at first. Then the complications, I went from 235 down to 169 pounds. And, you know, it was just a long, long haul. I used to be an avid runner and a boxer, you know, before this. And now, you know, it just hurts me to even stand for a long time. And even my hands hurt all the time. And just with the other issues that I've already stated earlier, I just hope that someone that's listening that maybe on the federal level that would at least talk to me and see what I have, because they definitely defrauded me by not listening to me, allowing fabricated evidence to be presented, and, you know, lying to me, you know, and just not preparing for the case. They didn't know the case at all. They didn't get the records analyzed. You know, they didn't have him look at the pictures and name everything that he wrote down he did. He should have correlated it to each one of the pictures. They didn't do that because I did it myself, and everything that he noted is not on the report, you know, that he said he took pictures of. So it's just, you know, and that's probably why he tried to fabricate that other document to prove what he did.
Well, let me warn you, please, Mr. Bass, you have records to prove everything you're saying. I want to warn you. On August 11th, 2012, I had a burglary in my house. They came here and stole both my lawsuits and my evidence, my hard paper evidence. They sent a COINTELPRO woman to date my son. And my son suddenly got a phone call that asking him if he wanted to work that night. Now, he didn't have a regular job. None of us have regular jobs because they control, when I say they, I'm talking about the powers that be, control our phones. And we're not able to get calls in or out that they don't want us to receive or send. So my son was excited for the offer to work that night, but he had company that night. He asked me, "Mama, if I can get to this job soon, I can work tonight. Could my girlfriend I brought over to spend the evening looking at movies and stuff, could she stay in my room while I go to work?" And I knew how important it was for him to go to work. And I let her stay in his room. Do you know that woman, at 3:30 that morning, my daughter came downstairs and said, "What the heck?" Our front door, Mr. Vance, was open. And we looked around. Nobody was in the house. Nothing was missing. I went and opened my son's room, and she was sitting there on the bed. I said, "Excuse me, why have you got our front door open?" And she said, I don't have your door open. I said, ma'am, you're the only one here. I said, you know, you must have gone out of the door and left it open. Not just not locked, but open. And she said, well, I did go out and smoke a cigarette. We looked around and everything looked in place. Mr. Vance, it wasn't until a couple of days later that I realized that all of my records from my lawsuit in federal court and Georgia Superior Court were missing. And my collaborating documents were missing. That woman fed my documents out of this house to someone. So I want you to know, sir, that you have all the records to prove everything you say. I want you to know that they will, somebody will, try to send someone to your house to steal your records. These people are actually gangsters. Did I say the Cochran firm are gangsters? No. But these people, whoever it is they work for or whatever, they are actual gangsters. They are very dangerous. A family called me from Louisiana. This woman called me and told me that her uncle was the lead plaintiff in a case against a chemical company in Louisiana. And she said to me that her uncle and numerous other employees from this chemical company had come forward as whistleblowers, and they had gone to the Cochran firm. You hear the Cochran firm is looking for whistleblowers. You hear that. You hear commercials or you see it. Don't go to them with that. Because these companies that you're blowing the whistle on, they don't want you to do that. You might end up costing them millions of dollars in cleanup fees. You might end up costing them millions of more dollars in fines and violations. Don't go to the Cochran firm. These people went to the Cochran firm as whistleblowers on this chemical company, and her uncle was the lead plaintiff. Her uncle went fishing one day. They're in the bayou. They live in Louisiana. This man been living in the water and swamps and going fishing since he was a little boy. Suddenly, he went fishing and drowned. And the case fell apart and the suit fell apart. I guess the other plaintiffs were scared if they're going to start killing them. And then the chemical company changed its name. It went under new management. And the suit stopped. And that happened in 2005, which is the same year that Johnny Cochran died. So I want you not to go to them for whistleblowing stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, please save your lives. Maybe, by listening. Go ahead, Mr. Bass.
Well, again, if you have any, if you could help me, please call me, email me at lawyerfraudhelp@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bass. We won't prolong this. We've given them a lot to think about. It's online, ladies and gentlemen, at The Treacherous Lawyers, The Cochran Firm, the whole list. Listen to the Sean Chapman Holly interview with NPR, where she tells what happened to her and other lawyers who worked at the firm who were forced out or let go right after Johnny Cochran died. Read about all the plaintiff's cases. Think about why you never saw this in the news. Think about this. I complained to FCC, that's the Federal Communication Commission, about their commercials advertising themselves as the Cochran firm, but being denied that identity in court. I complained with the Federal Trade Commission about these frauds that they're doing to Americans. They both gave me a number, took the complaint and gave me a number, but didn't do anything about it. Nobody will do anything about this. It's up to you. And we ask a lawyer to please help Mr. Bass. Please. And I thank God for you listening today. And we're going to play victory because we're just going to trust God that he will touch some attorney's heart to help Mr. Bass to get justice regarding the, I've told him that, you know, if that doctor won that case by fraud, that case can be reopened also. But right now, he, I believe, would be satisfied to go after the Cochran firm and make them pay the money that they saved the doctor from paying. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And we're going out on victory. We're looking for victory. Victory over corruption. God bless you and good night.
Good night.